If you have your Bibles this morning, we're going to Luke chapter 21 for our thoughts. Luke 21, and we're going to begin in verse number 25. Jesus here is talking this is Jesus talking here, and he's talking about the end times and the fact that there are certain signs that will be looked for. In beginning in verse number 25, Jesus said, "And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." Can you imagine right now with this wind what the beaches in California are doing? Even back east, I'm telling you, I love the beach, but there were certain times that we did not go surfing. Wind like this is one of those times. Verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Praise Jesus. He is coming, and he's coming soon. I truly believe that in my bones. All we have to do is look out, and I got to say this, Al Gore, your global warming is coming. It is coming. But understand, it's in God's time, not ours. As I was reading through this week, I was looking for the perfect message on love. Today being Valentine's Day, we draw ourselves towards love. And God laid this on my heart because, you know, in this world, in today's day and age, we have a lot of things going on. We have a global pandemic known as COVID-19. The China virus is spreading throughout. They're trying to get this vaccine out, an untested medicine. We don't know what its effects are going to be. It's like everything else in this world. You can't turn on the TV without seeing a commercial saying the makers of this drug is now under lawsuit because, and then they'll take that and they'll just repackage it under another name and give it a year because that's going to have a lawsuit against it. This is what this world is going through. You see, man keeps trying to do things in man's eyes. We need to wake up. God tells us, look, when you're driving down the street, I would say go to a mall, a shopping mall, and watch there. But those are pretty much kind of oases or deserts right now. But if you're driving down the street and you watch people walking down that street you're traveling, they're walking like this. Their heads are down. They're on that cell phone. They're doing, everything is negative. Everything is bad news. You turn on Facebook. This happened today. I can't stand this person. I hate this person. Jesus tells us here, lift up your heads. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. We need to be rejoicing in this. You know what? We don't need to be rejoicing that people are dying. We don't take joy in other people's miseries. We're told not to. But we need to rejoice in this because soon Jesus is coming back. But let's go a step further here because I want you to see this. This is why we rejoice. Let's drop down, if you will, to verse number 36. And I think this is the key to it all. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. What an honor to pray to be able to stand before Jesus. What an honor it will be to if you have Jesus in your heart, and you've accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior, and you've started your relationship with Him, what an honor it is. You don't have to go through all this that's coming down the pike. You get to miss it. That's the one big thing about all this. God is not going to allow His children to go through this wrath that's coming. That's a promise of God. But see what it says here. It says that we're to look and we're to lift up. Go over, if you will, over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And I want you to see exactly what I'm talking about, because God gives us a list of what those signs will be. In Matthew 24, verses 1 through 8, you're going to find the standard, what everybody preaches, most preachers do. There will be wars and rumors of wars. Nation shall lift up against nation. There will be pestilence and all of this on this earth. We have pestilence right now. We have the biggest pestilence that's been around killing people for ages, and that's cancer. We got an even bigger pestilence right now, and it's called man's arrogant pride. 16 million babies so far have been slaughtered in the name of abortion, in the name of protection for a woman's body. You know what a woman is to be protected. Please don't misunderstand and misconstrue what I'm saying here. Excuse me. That baby does not have a choice. That baby that's in a mother's womb, its life started at conception. Look, you want to control the population? Women need to start living with values. Mothers need to teach their daughters not to give it up. Excuse me for being graphic. Men need to teach their boys, go take more cold showers. Because, I'm sorry, it's not the child's fault because a woman can't stop being promiscuous. Or a boy can't stop being a sexual predator. If a woman's raped, I apologize for that. I am so sad to see when a woman is raped. But again, if she's pregnant because of it, it is not that child's fault. That child had no choice in this. I'm on a soapbox right now, and I apologize because this is an emotional thing for me. Because I love kids. Kids are born at conception. I said that. But the thing is, and this is what saddens me so much about the world today, that we won't blink an eye at someone that will kill an innocent child in the womb now up to a full 9-month term, but yet they'll shed a tear for an animal that needs to be adopted. I got a problem with that. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. And remember what God said in Isaiah 5:20, woe unto them that call evil good. That's a big woe, friends. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Sound familiar? Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. I say this on this verse. Where is everybody? People are using this pandemic. They're using this pandemic as an excuse not to do something. They're using it as an excuse to treat their fellow man like garbage. They're using it as an excuse to stay away from God's house. God says, not the assembling together of the saints. Understand, The internet, I'm great. I am so thankful that God has a way to get his message out. I'm thankful for that. But that's not church. Church means the assembling together. That means going to God's house and being edified by God through the preacher to get that encouragement that can only come from encouragement from brothers and sisters in Christ. Because as sure as we are standing here in God's house today, this is why God says don't be unequally yoked. You stand around the wrong people for long enough, you're going to start believing the way they believe. I need to finish here. Having a form of godliness, in verse number 5, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You see, back in Luke 21 where we started, Luke 21, verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. You know what? We need to quit hanging our head saying, oh, poor me, I'm really having a tough time of it. We need to look up, start looking towards that eastern sky because our redemption is coming. And we need to be out there. We need to be about our Father's work. You know, I cannot say exactly what Mary went through when they got all those that way out of Jerusalem on their way home and realized that Jesus wasn't with them. They had to go all the way back to Jerusalem, and I can, just like the movie Home Alone, I can imagine Mary just taking off and going, you guys catch up with me. You know, there's no greater love than a love that a mom has for her children. But I got to tell you, imagine the surprise on her face, what she felt inside when Jesus said, why are you upset? Would you not be about my Father's business? We need to be about our Father's business today. We need to be out there spreading the gospel because time is short. We've never seen the things in history of this world that are happening today. And you'll hear it said a lot, well, our kids are different. This world is different. No, it's not. The same sin that happened 2,000 years ago is the same sins today. If it was sin back then, it's sin today. Bible says God never changes. His word will never change. It says it's sin, it's sin. But remember God's promise. Verse number 28 of Luke chapter 21. And when these things come to pass, then look up. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. We should be praising God for this. Not looking down, looking up. Father God, come quickly, Jesus. That's our hope. That's our encouragement in these trying times. Because, folks, it's going to get worse. And what's coming after the church is taken out, I don't want to be a part of it. And you don't have to be today. So, when life gets you down, go to Luke, Dr. Luke, I love that. Go see the doctor that God put in the Bible. Go get some encouragement and start looking up because time is running short. Jesus is coming back. And he is going to take us home. And when that day happens, no more sorrow, no more pains. Every tear shall be wiped away. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you so much for